Good afternoon. This is Francis, your volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you our Listener Beware program. For the next half hour, you'll hear about scams, schemes, fraud, and ways to protect yourself and your money. The first article is from Forbes Home by Shelby Simon and Corrine Tynan. How to identify the worst warranty companies and how to avoid a home warranty scam. While it's true that investing in a home warranty might not be worth the money for every homeowner, a good home warranty policy can actually save you from major financial strain. Unfortunately, not all home warranty companies provide ethical or timely customer service, and buyers beware, home warranty scams are on the market too. Home warranty policies, when honored by a good provider, should cover the cost of repairing or replacing major appliances and systems in your home when they break from normal wear and tear. This also includes the provider covering all expenses of hiring a technician, while the homeowner is only required to pay their monthly or annual premium and a flat service fee per claim. They should also provide a clear and comprehensive service contract, a demonstrated track record of positive customer service, timely attention to claims, and full financial coverage of the promises in their plans. If you're not sure how to tell the difference between a reputable home warranty provider and the worst home warranty companies, there are some key attributes to look for while doing your research. To compile our recommendations for the best home warranty companies in the United States, the Forbes Home editorial and data teams extensively reviewed criteria including Better Business Bureau grades, customer satisfaction, pricing, coverage options, and more. If you're still on the market for a provider that you can trust, our list can help you get started. Even if a home warranty company makes these promises, the reality may be a lack of follow-through and fine print that makes it difficult or impossible to get the company to cover your claim. Here's our advice to help you learn what red flags to look out for before getting locked into a contract with a home warranty scam. At first glance, it can be difficult to separate the trustworthy home warranty companies from those that are in the business of scamming customers. You'll want to do your research to understand what qualities to look for in a reputable home warranty company before you entrust your home protection to a company with a locked-in contract. Company history and BBB grade. You can find out details about a company by checking the Better Business Bureau website to see how long they've been in the business and whether they have any consistent complaints from customers that reflect unethical business practices. A company that has a long track record of experience and customer retention is more likely to be trustworthy than a business that lacks transparency of information online. Industry qualifications and state licensing. Every state independently regulates home warranties, and most have regulations specific to service contracts, which is what you'll be entering into when you sign on with a home warranty company. These regulations make sure that the contracts include all necessary content in a clear and understandable way, including disclosures about what is and is not covered, as well as whether these companies honor and pay their claims for customers. It's good practice to check your state's insurance or licensing department to verify your prospective home warranty provider is licensed to offer service contracts. Reputation and customer reviews. It makes sense that displeased customers are more likely to air their grievances online, but read carefully to see if there are consistent themes. A company that is reluctant to slow or fulfill their obligations to customers, who tax on hidden fees and coverage limitations, who hires unreliable and unprofessional contractors whose quick-fix repairs don't last, who make it difficult or impossible to cancel a contract, and more are all red flags to avoid. In addition to looking online at the BBB website, Trustpilot, Consumer Affairs, Yelp, and other third-party review sites, ask your neighbors who their home warranty company is and whether or not they have had positive experiences when they filed a claim. Competitive pricing and value. Your budget is an important factor in choosing your home warranty provider. Even if all else looks good to go, is the value of service and price of coverage competitive in the home warranty provider market? Make sure the coverage you need is at an affordable price and within the ballpark of what other companies would charge for the same coverage to avoid overpaying or a too-good-to-be-true deal. Common signs of a home warranty scam. Home warranty companies that are practicing bad business tactics may try to push you into a deal before you've had the proper time to review the full scope of terms and conditions. Always read your contract carefully before signing and sending a check to your provider. In addition to poor customer reviews, some common pitfalls to avoid, the worst home warranty companies may include unclear contract terms. Companies that use intentionally vague or deceptive wording in contract terms should raise concern. The contract should be candid about what is and is not covered, including whether there are exclusions for types of damage, appliance or system models, pre-existing conditions, coverage limits, and more, as well as the time frame in which you can expect to receive service after filing a claim and how long a technician's repair or replacement work is guaranteed. Difficult claim filing or cancellation process. Your home warranty company should have an easy and clear way for you to file a claim either online or via phone, regardless of when home equipment malfunctions happen. If the claim filing process or any other communications with the company make you jump through hoops, including the company making it hard to auto-renew your contract, reconsider giving them your business. Hidden fees and coverage limits. Beware of customer reviews that mention unexpected fees or a company's refusal to cover a contract-eligible repair or placement. Aggressive marketing tactics. High-pressure marketing tactics, including upselling their service to gain your business, is a warning sign. You should feel encouraged to do your research and ask questions about a provider's service with transparent responses that don't rush you into making your choice. This includes a provider who calls or sends a letter asking you to renew your home warranty policy in a rush. People who are busy and panicked may be inclined to send a check and sign a dotted line out of fear they'll lose coverage, but it's a likely trap. Take the time to verify all coverage terms and don't let a company pressure you to make a snap decision. Poor claim response. A company who has a poor response time to address claims for repairs, replacements, and reimbursing customers is not worth your investment. The best home warranty providers usually respond to claims within 24 to 48 hours and will send a technician at a reasonable time that you agree upon. Quick cosmetic fixes on your home appliances that don't last are a sign of inexperienced technicians. Reputable home warranty companies should offer a workmanship guarantee or warranty whenever a technician is dispatched to work in your home so that you don't have to pay another service fee to send them back out if the same problem persists. Unprofessional technicians. A home warranty company either has their own bank of technicians to dispatch or will allow you to choose your own. Regardless, they should guarantee the professionalism, licensing, and qualifications of any technician they cover, and they should have the experience to do the work well. Cheap labor resulting in cheap fixes won't last, so you'll want the value you pay for your policy to match the value of services provided. Are home warranties a scam? Home warranties are certainly not a scam and can be super helpful if you can take advantage of the coverage they offer, but they might not be right for everyone. Understanding how they work is important before deciding if they're worth your investment. For instance, a home warranty can provide peace of mind for homeowners who lack the expertise or time to handle home repairs or who want to avoid unexpected expenses. It offers a level of cost control by providing predictable repair expenses through an annual premium and service call fee structure. Additionally, the convenience of having the warranty company organize repair services can be a significant advantage for those with busy schedules. However, home warranties may not be the right choice for everyone, and some may be skeptical. One crucial aspect is understanding the limitations of the coverage. Home warranties often have specific conditions and exclusions, such as not covering pre-existing conditions, known defects, or improperly maintained items. Additionally, some warranty companies may work with a limited network of contractors, restricting the homeowner's choice of service providers. To avoid being scammed, it is crucial to carefully review the contract, ask questions, and research the reputation of the warranty provider. When it comes to home warranties, one rule of thumb is to consider how old your house is and appliances are, how good you are at fixing things yourself, and how much money you might save on repairs. This will help you make a smart choice that suits your needs. How to research home warranties. Your home is one of the greatest investments you can make, so you will want to do anything in your power to protect it. Home warranties are a great way to safeguard your investment and ensure that you're covered in the event of an issue with your home. But how do you know which one is right for you? As with any financial decision, it's essential to do your research before committing to a contract. Here are some things to consider before purchasing a home warranty. Identify your needs. Make a list of the essential home items you want to protect so that when researching plans, you'll know which plans will cover them. Read reviews. Before you buy a home warranty, make sure to read reviews and ratings. This step will give you insights into their reputation, customer service, and claim handling. Compare plans. Home warranty plans differ in the coverage they offer. Therefore, when you're shopping for a home warranty plan, it's important to take time to compare every aspect of different plans. Ask for recommendations. If you're looking for a home warranty, it might be worth asking around. Friends and family members who have had experiences with home warranties can offer you insight into what to look for and what to avoid when considering which warranty is right for your situation. When searching for the best home warranty companies, it's essential to start by understanding what a home warranty covers. These warranties offer coverage for repairs or replacements of major home appliances or systems due to normal wear and tear. Once you have a clear idea of what a home warranty entails, it's time to research different companies that provide this service. To find the most suitable home warranty companies for your needs, focus on reputable providers with positive customer reviews and ratings. Customer reviews can be insightful in helping you decide which company is the right fit for your requirements, and companies with solid reputations tend to be the great choices. After narrowing down your options, carefully review each warranty plan's contract terms and conditions, paying attention to coverage limits, exclusions, and service call fees. Understanding the details will prevent any surprises when you file a claim. Additionally, consider the deductible and annual premium along with the plan's overall value compared to a potential savings on repairs. Remember that the cheapest option may not provide the best coverage, so finding a balance between cost and protection is essential. By conducting thorough research, you can select a home warranty provider that offers peace of mind while safeguarding your valuable assets. And now from the Detroit Free Press, by Susan Tompor, November 27, 2023, new warning for online shoppers, watch out for fake discreet shipping fees. The holiday shopping season is packed with warnings about a flurry of phony websites that impersonate big-name brands to scam consumers. Now, we're being warned that some phony e-commerce websites are even going so far as to hit shoppers with a hidden fee for discreet shipping, according to a late November alert from the Better Business Bureau. You'll pay an extra shipping fee for something that probably isn't going to arrive anyway. You might spot this so-called new fee late in the order process, or even through an email after you've ordered the item and received a tracking number. The fee supposedly covers a special packaging or even some sort of stamps as scammers try to gouge more money from unsuspecting and, yes, possibly rushed Cyber Week holiday shoppers. First, we can't warn consumers enough this season that we're seeing a proliferation of fake websites. I heard from one reader who ran into fake websites that promised 90% off. She never received anything she ordered. Another sign of a scam? Weird emails from customer service. This customer's email stated, "Sorry to keep you waiting. The logistics company says the package has been delivered to your address. We shipped the wrong item. There should be a pair of 3D polarized sunglasses in your package. Please find this package. We have lost a lot of money and we need you to find this package and we will send you the correct package." Nancy Breedlove, a former Detroiter who now lives in Cape Coral, Florida, said she spent about $56 on what she thought were discounted items online from Lululemon. She disputed the purchase with PayPal when she didn't get the items and said she was able to work with PayPal to get a refund. Breedlove, 70, is still dealing with issues after spending less than $20 to place an order on what appears to be a fake Coldwater Creek website. Again, she never got anything. She plans to dispute the charge with her credit card company. The Coldwater Creek site wanted her to pay a fee to track the package. "I did not trust them," she told the Detroit Free Press, "and I'm not going to pay to track an item." She remembers the online ad talking about Coldwater Creek closing, which she thought sounded true. Coldwater Creek closed its stores in 2014 to switch to an online-only strategy. A few years later, it announced plans to open a few stores. This year, the competing Soft Surroundings women's clothing and accessories brand filed for bankruptcy, and Coldwater Creek announced plans to buy remaining assets and sell the Soft Surroundings brand online and via catalogs. All the retail reshuffling can get confusing. The website with the great deals used the same logos as the well-known brands, Breedlove said, "and that's why I thought it was legitimate." She recalls that she initially spotted the promotions either on Facebook or Instagram. The ad said that the items were 90% off. The athletic leisure brand Lululemon has posted a warning to consumers online about counterfeit goods and fake websites. Some clues of a scam? Look for contact information and email addresses that don't appear to be legitimate, like lululemon@gmail.com. Another sign of an imposter website? You might see a variation of the word, such as Lulu or Lulus, in the domain name. Oddly enough, many trendy consumers looking to save money are readily buying what are dupes. They're turning to look-alike products for brands like Lululemon, Abercrombie & Fitch, Birkenstock, and others. The growing love affair with fake products or replicas of real higher-priced items has been promoted by TikTok influencers, according to a report by Reuters. Still, you could get caught by scammers who recognize a hot seller and then copy the design of original websites to appear real. As I warned earlier this year, be extremely skeptical when you spot a clearance deal or a promotion for 90% off of everything on a website. On Cyber Monday, I placed an order for a holiday gift at Talbot's. The regular website was promoting 50% off and free shipping that day. And amazingly, not all that long afterward on Monday, I saw an ad pop up in my Facebook feed for 90% off at Talbot's. I knew it had to be a scam given earlier alerts. Breedlove saw a similar 90% off Talbot's promotion for a Talbot's clearance shop on Instagram. Customers can save plenty of time and money if they just ignore their fear of missing out on a deal when they spot 80 or 90% off ads on social media. A Michigan consumer reported losing $198 in September after spotting an ad on Craigslist for clearance deals for Bed Bath & Beyond merchandise, according to a report made to the BB Scam Tracker. She never got what she ordered. Instead, she received two packets of USB pastel-colored cables from 21460 Yellow Brick Road, Walnut, California, 91789. When it comes to those extra shipping fees, the BBB is warning that its online BBB scam tracker has received multiple reports from consumers who purchase diet pills, vaping products, ammunition, CBD edibles, or other similar products and then were told they'd be charged a discreet shipping fee. Other shoppers spotted that fee when they designated their online purchase as a gift. Another twist of this scam involves being charged for discreet package stamps to prevent their packages from passing through customs. One consumer complained to the BBB about buying cigars online. After the purchase, the shoppers started getting emails that demanded more money for supposedly refundable insurance on the delivery. After that, the consumer told the BBB they requested more money for a type of delivery the sender described as discreet. They won't cancel the order, refund the money I paid, or deliver the package without getting more money from me. But the BBB said that the shopper is unlikely to see anything show up. Unfortunately for this shopper, the package and the cigars probably never existed in the first place, the BBB stated. The BBB noted that scammers often ask that you pay through a digital payment app, such as Zelle or Cash App. If you use an app to pay, you probably won't be able to recover your money when you realize the business is a sham. Typically, if you're shopping online, you want to use a credit card so that it is easier to contest fraudulent charges if you don't receive what you ordered. Also, do some research online before you buy. Search the brand name and the word scam to see what kind of copycat schemes are out there. Scammers are using social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok to offer eye-catching deals to lure budget-strapped consumers. And now scammers might even try to get you to pay more money for discreet shipping. An online article by The Street, Amazon Prime Day Shoppers, Beware of Scams While Hunting for Deals, by Ellen Chang, dated June 30th, 2023. Fraudsters are hoping to lure in victims during Amazon's Prime Days, usually on July 11th and 12th, with email and texts about large discounts. Shoppers are eager to score discounts from Amazon. Fraudsters are hoping to lure in victims with deals that are too good to be true and steal their personal information. Shoppers will be bombarded with an uptick in emails, but many of those will be sent by cybercriminals who are seeking to obtain personal and financial information. Consumers who are unsure if an email is authentic can go directly to Amazon's Prime Day link instead of clicking on a link. Steer clear of private sellers with goods for sale at a price that seems too good to be true. Phishing emails are often disguised to come from FedEx, UPS, or the U.S. Postal Service with a link to view missed deliveries. These links lead to pages that are infected with malware or attempt to gain your personal information, such as a birth date. Don't reply to an email, phone call, or text message that asks for your personal or financial information, including asking you to send money or cryptocurrencies to avoid a service interruption or to receive your delivery. Emails and texts alerting consumers to a delivery are commonly used by fraudsters to lure unsuspecting people. As a general rule, if you get a text or email about a delivery, never click the link directly. Instead, type the shipping website into your browser or use their app. Many services allow you to sign up for an account, and all packages coming to your address will automatically appear for you to track. Avoid deals expiring soon. One of the best weapons in cybercriminals' arsenal is urgency. As consumers look to jump on the next great sale or deal, they often let their guards down and don't always pay attention to red flags and may not check to ensure that an email about an Amazon Prime Day deal is really coming from Amazon. The number of AI-assisted telephone scams is on the rise, so look out for them. Cybercriminals have become very adept at using AI and machine learning to help them sound more trustworthy and legitimate. If you receive a phone call from an online retailer, hang up and check the status online directly through their website. Never give any of your account, personal, payment, or purchase info to anyone who asks for it over the phone. Criminals are after the identities of consumers so they can sell personal and financial information on the dark web, which acts like a marketplace for the sale of information such as social security numbers and passwords. Your identity is the most powerful thing you have, and criminals will do anything to get it. Consumers must stay vigilant at all times, especially if they are moving quickly to capitalize on a great price. Avid online shoppers like the ease it provides, such as storing financial information on a store's website, saving login information to web browsers, and reusing passwords for multiple accounts. But consumers are actually exposing themselves to cybercriminals. Another big mistake shoppers make is using a debit card instead of a credit card, the latter of which offers more protections and less risk in the event of your information being stolen. Having multiple online shopping accounts means you should have a strong and unique password for each and every one. they should be stored in a password manager to provide easy access while creating another layer of security to protect against bad actors. That concludes our Listener Beware program for today. I hope you found this helpful. This is Frances at Sun Sounds. Have a great rest of your day. If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left click on On Demand Podcasts. Also, you can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.